How to Overcome Overwhelm by Ceylon George. Trade your expectations for appreciation, and your whole world changes in an instant. Tony Robbins. It's a crappy feeling, isn't it? The way life can sometimes feel like it's careening uncontrollably toward disaster. Kind of like the feeling you get when you've lost control of a moving car. And believe me, I know what it's like to lose control of a car. I think my guardian angel was working overtime on that snowy day years ago. My car skid across four lanes of highway traffic. After going over a patch of ice, hitting a large snowbank on the side of the road. Miraculously, no one was hurt, and there was hardly a scratch on the car. But the feeling of complete helplessness is something I won't soon forget. This is often how I feel whenever I'm overwhelmed, except the feeling lasts a lot longer than a few seconds. If you ever have the misfortune to lose control of your car, there are precious few things you can do to minimize the risk of hurting yourself or others. Fortunately, you have many more options when it comes to overwhelm. So if you're feeling overwhelmed with everything that's going on in your life right now, fear not. There are some concrete steps you can take to regain a sense of control of your life. Expectations versus reality. In most cases, overwhelm is a realization that a gap exists between your expectations and reality. The greater the gap, the greater the feeling of being overwhelmed. This gap is often created when our expectations are too demanding or when our reality changes in a way we did not anticipate. The key to releasing the grip of this powerful emotion is narrowing that gap. Here are a few steps to help you achieve this. 1. Accept. It's ironic that one of the biggest sources of overwhelm is the expectation that we ought not to be overwhelmed in the first place. If it's something you're not expecting to happen to you, overwhelm can catch you by surprise, generating feelings of helplessness and resentment. But here's the thing. Overwhelm is a natural part of life. If you're feeling overwhelmed, congratulations! You're a living, breathing, dynamic human being. Because life is like a roller coaster ride, with its ups, downs, twists, and turns. Life is also like the seasons, with alternating periods of relative calm, with periods of varying degrees of stress and anxiety. Accepting this reality immediately begins the process of narrowing the gap between your expectations and your reality. However, this does not mean that there's nothing you can do to mitigate or even eliminate the pain of overwhelm. This brings us to the remaining steps. 2. Sleep. If you're inundated with work or worried about a relationship gone south, or you're trying to cope with a major life change, the first thing to go is sleep. We unconsciously try to narrow the gap between expectations and reality by working through the night or by overthinking ourselves to death. Sometimes all you need is a good night's sleep, but this is not always easy. Letting go so our bodies and minds can rest calls for great courage, humility, trust, and surrender. But if you allow it to happen, you'll feel a whole lot better the next day. 3. Adapt. In our efforts to mind the expectations-reality gap, we may not be able to control reality, but we can adapt our expectations to match our reality. This may mean revising our goals, delegating tasks, quitting projects, or saying no to new ones. It may involve taking a retreat, hiring a coach, or ending a relationship. Adapting may feel like failure in the moment, but this ability is critical for success long term. 4. Celebrate. When we're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, we can easily fall into an all-or-nothing mindset. The things we manage to accomplish in the midst of overwhelm might just as well never have happened. But celebrating our small wins creates space for gratitude to take hold of our hearts. Celebrating wins allows us to clearly see the progress we're making, even if it feels like we're not, and it gives us perspective and hope. Work with reality, not against it. Overwhelm may be a part of life, but you don't have to succumb to it. Work with reality instead of working against it. Rather than being a burden, overwhelm will become a powerful ally in helping you live the life you're meant to lead. All you need to do is stop and listen.